Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What's up, everyone? It is another episode of The Affair. We're all exhausted in the studio because this was such a heavy episode, but we're going to get into it. Stay tuned. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Here we go again.
At the moment.
Wait for it.
This,
echo. Thank you, love. Yeah, bring it forward.
I'm waiting for the beat drop.
Let's go.
Wait, it's not yet. Okay, I gotta wait for it. Okay, this time. 1, 2, 3.
Is this the techno one?
I don't know.
No, it's not, because you wanted me to play the regular one.
Oh, no, it was the techno one. We look like fools. Yeah. Here's the beat drop. 5, 6, 7, 8. We're like.
I like that we inject the techno one no matter what.
Why don't? Why is the door not closed? Yeah, like, we're loud. And we're like, can you close the door? The soundproof door that has, like, soundproof stuff on it? Yo, everybody's bugging out. Our engineer's bugging out. The other engineer's bugging out. It's because this episode was so crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it was.
I can't take it anymore, Len.
I can't take it anymore. I don't know. We got 3 more episodes to go.
I was like, can I play Candy Crush as I watch this episode to try and, like, make it better on
decompress
some level?
Yeah.
I only need one part from that one. I don't need two people's parts.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just one. Maybe we should just bring in wine, and then that might help us.
Oh, here we go. Techno version.
Oh, there it is. Oh, he's bringing it back. Engineer's bringing it in.
But, like, for the record, Lem, we kind of create our own techno version no matter what. I don't know if the audience gives a crap, but
I still have fun.
We love you.
Right.
That was
and
so fun.
And we're trying to make you feel as passionate about our fake techno versions whenever possible. Yes.
We need a little spice, a little fun after what happens.
We just need to decompress.
We need a dance party after that.
We do. A release of some sort just to kind of shake it off.
Yeah.
Shake it off.
Nap in a black hole.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Lem Gonzalez. I am here about ready to get it in. You can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Of course, I got my peoples with me. Nadine is back.
I'm back.
Hey, yay! Nadine down the pillow. What's up, Nadine?
Hey, what's up? I may have turned into Beetlejuice, but you can call me Nadine.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think that was good.
Thank you. And you can follow me everywhere at Nadine DP and the number 3.
And of course, we have the incomparable Allison.
Oh, I love Lem.
Holding it down. I just like your glasses are the freshest that I've ever seen ever.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah.
Lem, I learn new things every week.
I mean, you know, I try. I'm an onion.
Everyone, you can find me at the Allison Dean.
Yes.
Really only on Twitter and Instagram. But hey, it's something.
Yeah. Did you say something about you're putting out a glasses line or some kind of designer? Was that a rumor that I heard or no?
Wow.
I might be making up stuff.
Where can I pick up?
I'm hallucinating like Noah.
I currently work for a sunglasses brand.
You do.
But maybe one day I'll have my own line.
Okay. I'm trying to piece it together. I figured it was something. Until now, let's just dance.
Guys, we're all going loopy after this. What happened to us?
I don't know, man. That was overwhelming.
Yeah, it was.
I'm tired.
It was. I'm so verklempt.
Way to drop the Yiddish.
But hey, that's how I do when I get that way. It's the only way to explain it. Mm-hmm. So we get into Helen first.
For
the loss.
Of course, piggybacking from last episode, I'm Team Helen. And I thought we were going to see somebody else. I thought we were going to see Allison. Mm-hmm. Thought we were going to see Cole. They wanted to stick with Helen and Noah again. I was not mad at first until it started getting so heavy that I was.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like, yo, can we like lighten it up a little bit? I was interested just kind of looking at both perspectives. It was Helen and Noah. And of course, there was a lot of differences, but there were a lot of similarities. And I was actually not really to move forward, but kind of to move forward. Mm-hmm. When we get into Noah's version and that ending scene, mm-hmm. how he was so aggressive in bed with her, mm-hmm. I thought that might have been in Helen's version or something like that to make Noah look bad. But it was his version, and it made him look really bad mm-hmm. towards the end of that, with even the scene with them before. They're on the deck and she's kind of pushing the drugs on him and he's taking it, and then they, you know, get in there and start smashing, and then all of a sudden he just goes ham and she like wants him to stop and he doesn't, and then she's like crying. Why do you guys think that was played that way?
I think it's another example of how Noah is outside of his head. So mm-hmm. I think the fact that in Helen's POV, it was not in any way that way,
uh-huh.
and it was in his version, I think that's just another example of he's out of his mind.
Out of his mind.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that in Helen's, though, they cut it off. So we don't actually see what happened after that, because when she's like, I know you don't know that type, it stops, and we wanted to know what was actually going to continue happening.
You're talking about her version?
On her version, oh, it right, stops, right, right, so as if right. maybe she blacked it out, and she decided not to think about it, because I know it's a weird way to think about it, but mm-hmm. maybe she was trying to, you know, she wants Noah to be Noah, and not
right.
who Noah actually
well,
is.
Well, that's for sure true. I mean, she definitely has a vision of Noah that is only hers.
So that's when he acted in that way, she just kind of wanted to black it out. Maybe that's why they didn't show it.
It played to strengthen his character when we do see his version kind of leading to me up to that very scene. Like even when, you know, she's there with her dude, Vic, and you know, kind of how, you know, talking about Noah's version here, and then how they're so stoic and just like, you know, yeah, you're the bad guy, and you know, I want you out of here, Vic, like whispers in his ear kind of thing. And then the whole fight scene that we see, which we hear in her version, but we see it actually take place somewhat. Not really a fight, he just gets knocked out.
Yeah.
Just wakes up, which is kind of punkish. You get knocked out by your 50-year-old, you know, daughter's, which is,
What was the boss? What was he calling himself?
Lover boss.
Fur cat is a mess. Let me tell you. Like, he's just a weirdo. And, I mean, just that whole situation. And, I mean, Whitney, you know, her character has always been very defiant, you know, when it comes to both her parents.
Yep.
Now, of course, with everything that's happened with Noah from last season, now she really resents her father even more so than she did maybe, you know, in the past. And so this is her, you know, way of kind of lashing out. And I'm going to be with this guy that's old enough to be my dad. We're going to go see his daughter in concert, which is very creepy and weird. And he's my lover boss and, you know, all this kind of, you know, weird stuff. But, you know, she's acting out as a 22-year-old young lady. She's acting out on her parents. And it's just, I don't know. I don't think she's ever going to come back around personally. And we only see her in bits and pieces. We saw her kind of towards the beginning of the season, and then kind of in the middle, and then kind of here.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's enough to show like the resentment and kind of everything that's happened as a result of, you know, Noah being, of course, locked up. Which also, how do you feel about Gunther? Because, I mean, it's
I'm just trying to
hit the big, because it's literally like I have so many, like, as the season continues, you know, and after this episode we have three more, I have more questions than I have answers, you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think you're right about that. Because, I think you're 100% spot on. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we see Gunther's character throughout the season, and we know him from being, you know, the CO, correctional officer there in when he was locked up for 3 years. And he just basically taunted him. And we find out bits and pieces of Noah. You know, his character ends up being more developed. We found out more about the background. But it seems as if he had it out for Noah because he was jealous of him. Mm-hmm. And we see more of that in this episode when there's the scene when he's kind of doing the flashback. And he basically says, I used to be jealous of you. I used to look up to you. And now I don't, like, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm actually better than you. And his character is so, like, it's so daunting. And, like, when you see these flashbacks, and do you still believe that he's hallucinating?
So that's actually what I was...
Because I'm so, like I said, it's, again... I believe that he is because he's so heavily medicated.
Right.
But then it's also like, for what? Because then it's like, if he is hallucinating, which I believe he is, why is he continuing? Why is he continuing to being followed around? Why is this? Is it just the drugs? There has to be an underlying thing. Is he guilty about something? Like, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think initially, prior to this episode, I was really thinking perhaps Gunther was dead and mm-hmm. he was hallucinating him. Now, this episode... That it threw me off in the sense that, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. The fact that, you know, he went into the Gunther, the hunting and fishing shop, mm-hmm. and the mother clearly was like, oh yeah, he lives upstate right. or he lives, you know, nearby. His mm-hmm. wife works at the hair salon. So I'm like, okay, well, he's not dead then.
Right.
But then on the other hand, he has a job, so he can't be, like, following Noah around all the time, right? Like, that doesn't make sense to me either. Like, him walking into Helen's house mm-hmm. and suddenly appearing... Like, that to me does not add up. And did that... Like, I don't know. I don't know if he was hallucinating or if he was really there.
The only thing that I could say that why I think that he's still hallucinating is, number one, no one ever else sees him.
Mm-hmm. He's the only one that sees him.
Right. And then two, because I was thinking like, okay, maybe it's real when he was in the house because it looked, you know, the knife thing and everything. You went to my mother's shop, blah, blah, blah. But then when he walks out after him and he asks Helen, hey, did you see the guy that left? She's like, who are you talking about?
Right.
That was Vic.
Right.
So she didn't see him. And you would think like, what was that commotion downstairs? She would have said something about that. That wasn't something that was asked. So that's mm-hmm. why I'm like, okay, he's still hallucinating. But why? But like, what does this purpose serve? Is he so... Did the prison, because we see like what he went through in prison.
Right.
And we still get more glimpses of that. And he had a tough time in prison. Like it was a terrible, because of this Gunther character.
Yeah.
He made it a living nightmare for him. But, and I know that messes with his psyche and why now, like he's such a broke, because he looked, on both versions, he was a mess. Mm-hmm.
Such a mess.
Yeah. What do you think, Nadine?
Yeah. No, I think that if he wasn't having his hallucinations about the kids, that one scene where, and mm-hmm. on both sides, where he's hearing the kids and the mm-hmm. kids aren't home, mm-hmm. that just proves that he's having hallucinations right there.
Wait. You said he's hearing the kids and they weren't. What are you talking about?
Remember, he was down in the basement and he's hearing the kids playing upstairs or saying, he's like, oh yeah, the kids are home. And he's hallucinating because Helen even said in both times, like, the kids aren't here. What are you talking about? They're at school.
Oh, wait. But
so he's hallucinating. So that's a hallucination he's having. He's hearing these voices.
But he did, when he went, wait, he heard the kids and he did go upstairs and they were cooking dinner in her version.
No. In both versions, the kids were at school. He was hallucinating both times. And then he asked...
Oh, you're talking about when he asked about the kids being there.
Yeah, the first time. Yeah, exactly. Before the kids were actually there. So that just proved that he's actually having these hallucinations.
Okay,
and that,
okay.
I know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? So that's a thing that's actually happening. So then Gunther mm-hmm. being a hallucination is a probable thing that could be happening for me, you know, mm-hmm. because if he's already having these. But I think what happened with Gunther, why he's still having this, is because you're in a cell for 90 days or mm-hmm. even more, and you're in solitary, and mm-hmm. the one man that's tormenting you,
right.
what happens with your psyche down there with him?
Well, it's not just 90 days. That was just one stint of the... It sounded like several times.
Exactly.
He went through that.
Like, it could have been half a year that he was in there.
Yeah. I was thinking originally when his parole officer called, I thought it was actually Gunther calling him. And when...
Ew!
When Helen went to call back, maybe she mm-hmm. she didn't know, and she said where he was. Like, he's staying with me in Brooklyn mm-hmm. when she said that on the phone. So I was like, wait, did she just give Gunther... where he's living, and maybe thought it was
a
parole officer.
That is a very interesting perspective. Yes.
But then when he was down in the basement with them, they broke a lamp when they were fighting, and Helen and him had sex down there, and there was no broken lamp. So that was a hallucination. So that's my whole mind, and yeah, I'll just sit back for a second.
I mean, there's, and that's...
you know? I like it.
I guess that's what's cool about the show, is you can draw a lot of conclusions about why things are the way they are. Oh. I mean, the fact that they always have multiple versions of the story... you have to like pick and choose what you feel is happened and what didn't happen.
Don't you like Noah in Noah's version, how terrible Helen was dressed?
And a turtleneck.
Yeah, like
stuff.
Turtleneck. Yeah.
She looked like
a burglar. She looked very thin, though.
She looked like a burglar
in that version. Yeah, like a cat burglar.
Yeah, she did.
But I was just like, that's how you view her, Noah? Yeah. Really?
But yeah, okay, so this is my thing with the situation. I feel like Noah is on, he needs to recover from what's happened to him in prison.
How long is that going to take?
Well, I don't know.
Getting off Vicodin.
Right, but I think, though, the one constant that can help him, and maybe this is why it's being directed this way, the show or the writers have given us this, is because Helen is the one constant that can help him. Because Allison cannot help him. His sister cannot help him. All the people, his dad is gone. His mother's been long gone, you know, like years and years ago. So he doesn't really have a friend base. Max is not there for him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Helen is really the only person, and in both versions we did see that's riding for him, cares for him still.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, he has the kids, and of course that relationship is extra strange. I mean, we saw in last episode with Martin and how he's trying to recover with that. We didn't see that happen now, but we see with Whitney, that's very estranged. And then we have the two younger kids where they don't even want him to know that he's there, you know, and in both versions was like, oh, no, the kids can't see me. So I think the only binding force that can get him to normalcy would be Helen, but then it's like, Helen is also in a weird state. And mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting that in both versions, Vic leaves, right? So, I mean, in her version, it makes sense because, you know, if she wants Noah, that would make sense for the storyline, right? Mm-hmm. He's out. But then in his version, he leaves and it's like, but it was very like, not, oh, he's gone.
Right.
You know, she's sitting there, it's like, right, she's gone. Here's a lot of drugs and here's wine.
Yeah, that was so weird.
But to me, that's out of Helen's character, which would make sense that it's in Noah's version.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because Helen wouldn't normally do something like that.
No.
Even though she has made some bad decisions along the way. So, I mean, it just makes me just go nuts because it's like, okay, what are they trying to show us here?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that in terms of Martin, I think he might be what causes Whitney to sort of change her perspective on
Martin?
Things. Yeah, just because I think he's sort of turning a corner now with his dad. Mm-hmm. I really do. And so I do think that he could be the impetus for Whitney to mm-hmm. begin to... Like, he would have that kind of influence on her, I think. I think it would come from her, because obviously it's not coming from Helen in any way. Mm-hmm. So I think he could be that thing.
Oh, yeah, Whitney's not listening to Helen at all.
Right, so I think it could be Martin, but I don't know. I don't know if we'll see it this season, or if it'll just be like a Whitney hate train forever. Who knows?
Being that we only have 3 episodes left and seeing...
Good
kind
Lord.
Of, right. What Whitney we've seen from Whitney, I don't know that we'll see her in another episode, to be honest.
You think it's going to be like, and season 4?
Well, with as far as her concerned, because I don't know, unless there's going to be some reconciliation between them two, and Furcat.
name
is so hilarious. But I don't think, because now they still got so much more with Allison and Cole to discover.
I know.
So I honestly don't think
we'll
see
her. What about Juliet? Like, that's not resolved at all. There's How are we doing this in 3 episodes?
I don't know.
We're not.
That's why I don't think we're going to see more. It just doesn't make sense on a writing standpoint that we'd see more of her. I think this is what we needed to see for this episode to kind of show that, and to show that she's not having it with him regardless of what he is, because she just cannot stand what he did to the family. So my thing is, let's go back to Helen's version. There was a couple of things that stood out to me. The constant in both versions was Vic. Mm-hmm. And we did see
he was also in different clothing.
Right, he was. He was very. They look like cat burglars together. Well, he looked like he was going to like
court.
I don't know. Yeah, court.
I liked and then him in Noah's version. Like, I don't know.
You liked him in Noah's version.
He looked nice. He's in a white shirt. All right. I don't know.
I just don't like him.
Wedding. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't like him. Funeral. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I don't know. But they it is interesting though that they were both in black.
Mm-hmm.
They were both in black, and that. You know, the writers are very smart with the show. They don't give us that for nothing.
No, you're right.
It could have been, it's very daunting to show that. But we do see in Helen's version, he's bugging out. Like, he's like, why is he here? You know, what's going on? Da, 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 da. And so she's, you know, he's like, I want him out by the end of the day when I get back. And she's like, no, okay. You know, I'm going to take care of it. And so, of course, she does not.
Right.
And not only does she not, but she lies about it.
Right.
And he's upset about that. And we see, and you had mentioned this before, about her calling the parole officer back to get him more time to get seen with that. We don't see that conversation happen in his version, but I think it's just very interesting, again, to show how much she cares about Noah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, when he spoke about the parole officer, didn't he mention the name, though? Didn't he say, like, Officer Santos or something?
He did, yeah. But he did say Officer Santos and texted. But my theory comes from maybe it wasn't actually that officer.
That's all possible.
Oh, you're talking about regarding what you're talking
really
about.
Yeah, it was really. You like that theory, don't you?
I was like, Gunther
Santos.
Yeah.
No, I mean, very well could be. But again, yeah, it just shows. And then also the fact that she's willing to forgo her relationship with Vic. Over Noah.
Again, mm-hmm. I said this last week. Helen thinks that Noah is her end all be all, mm-hmm. soulmate of soulmates. I mean, she feels that's it. Mm-hmm. So anything that she can do to mm-hmm. bring him back into the fold, I think she'll do it.
And also, I feel that there is some guilt there because of him going to prison to cover her.
Uh-huh. I know, but I thought it was weird that she was saying, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. And I know she was talking about the affair, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I think so much more has gone down now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I was kind of put off by that.
And I think she's not just choosing Noah over Vic. She's choosing Noah over her kids.
Over everything.
Over
her
kids. Like, you can see that with almost every. She makes the kids leave dinner. She's choosing over Whitney. Mm-hmm. Over everything that's happening.
Over herself, really.
Over herself.
I mean, he really is taking the charge of everything.
But, I mean, okay, so by doing that, though, to me, okay, if you have... Trying to make sense of this because I'm Team Ellen.
I can't speak English after watching the show. I'm like, what are the words?
Because I'm
the
Team Ellen, I'm trying to make sense of this.
Yeah.
But when you look at it from the standpoint of this is her, yes, ex-husband, and she keeps wanting to say husband, mm-hmm. you know, there's always those little things. But they've had so much time together, 4 children together, right? Has it been great? No, absolutely. He had this affair. All of that kind of broke up the family situation. Not to say that it was great because, you know, she had her situations with the in-laws and their trust or lack of trust in Noah and really not respecting him at all. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he had his whole thing with his secrecy with his family.
Right.
So there was, on both ends, there was some issues. But I think at the end of the day, I feel like they are meant to be together. And that's why they're... Wait, hold on. That is why things are being brought to this situation. Why else would it be that way?
You were the happiest man ever when that sex scene started happening. You were fist bumping. You were moving your hips. I haven't seen someone so excited.
Because, I mean, I believe in them. Because the thing is, okay. I want...
That was like drunken or like, I don't know, it was induced. It was, it was not real.
Oh, okay, it wasn't, well.
It was real in the sense of, yes, it happened, but it was like he was under the influence of like heavy, heavy drugs. And she's just crazy and beside herself at this point.
I was in a ball crying.
Like they're both nuts.
Okay, wait, okay.
In different ways.
Okay, let me put it out like this. And this is in Helen's version, granted. But Noah does say when he's there chilling on the bed and he's getting ready to take his nap, he's like, I like being here, right? Mm-hmm. That wasn't drug-induced. He was happy to be there. Why would he be happy to be there?
Because he's happy to, like, not be in a lake. I don't know.
Someone's taking care of him.
No, I think it's comfortable
Except
for
not
him.
Not be in a lake.
Lake house by himself.
Anywhere's better than a lake.
Fighting his youthful hallucination.
Yeah.
No. I think that he said, this is, again, before the heavy drugs and drinking or what have you, but he said he's happy to be there. And I took that as this is what he wants. Now, granted, you know, it's Noah, so he's such a complex individual. Half the time he doesn't know what he wants, mm-hmm. which is why he had this affair and why he is with this person and that person and why he just, you know, messes up. He's self-destructive, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We can agree he's self-destructive. Mm-hmm. So, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said...
Well, most seasons.
I was going to say...
All seasons. I don't know.
But... Helen is the constant, and the fact that we see her taking care of him in both versions, little variations, of course, here and there, but in both versions, she's taking care of him. I think that is something that he's like, oh my gosh, this is, what am I doing? Why am I messing this up?
I don't agree with you, Lem.
I don't think it's, why am I messing this up? I think he's using it to his benefit, yeah, to the advantage. Yeah, I think he's... getting pills, of getting a bed to sleep in.
Wine, sex, yeah, I mean, all of it.
So you think he's using her, this whole situation is him using her?
I think it's him confused, not knowing what's happening, and just, that's a home, it's a safe place right now.
And she's throwing herself at him, so it's kind of like, it's almost... like he would be insulting her if he didn't just accept because she's doing so much to take care of him.
But no one does what he wants to do. So I can't see the whole, with drugs, no drugs, he's going to do what he wants to do. So I can't see the like, oh my gosh, I must give in to smash with her because I'm going to insult her otherwise. Come on. I don't believe that one bit.
He just wants a safe place, but it doesn't mean that he's back and madly in love with her.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it's just a safety thing.
I'm not saying... Okay.
See, I'm just crushing your love story.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Lem is so hopeful. I don't think
he's madly in love with her. I think that when she came and picked him up, right? Mm-hmm. She went out and picked him up. And basically, she's taking him back to the house to basically care for him in his state that he's in. Yeah. I think he's looking at that like, oh my gosh, this is the person that cares about me. Allison wouldn't do that. Any of these other, you know, ladies would not do that. So he's like, oh my gosh, she does, even if I may not love her anymore or maybe in love with her, she's doing this for me. I need to reevaluate this situation. That's what I think he's doing. I think he's reevaluating his situation with Helen. Therefore, as well.
I appreciate you, Lem.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
I love the helpless romantic inside you. Well, but.
So it's so deep
it's
inside.
Right in there.
It's right here.
It's coming out.
No, I mean, to me, it's like, what would be the purpose otherwise? I guess that's what I get at, because those are the million questions that I have about what's going on. If that is not the case, what is the purpose otherwise?
Where else is he going to go? What else? He has nowhere else to go.
He's not going to go to
His
Juliet.
His sister wasn't answering the phone.
Okay, but well, check. But the thing is, it wasn't like he... See, this is where I get this. It wasn't like he stumbled on. He's like knocking at the door, and it's like, Helen, I need you. No one wants me. Like, he's not doing that. She went out to get him.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
But then it's safety, because he was lost in a lake. So, of course, I would go with someone who brought me to a car and brought me to a bed.
But
when I'm just standing in the middle of a lake, not knowing what I'm doing in my life, and fishes are eating
again,
my scab.
Like, Noah does what he wants to do. And if he really wanted to stay at that lake, he would have stayed at that lake. He'd have been like, leave me alone, Helen. I'm going to be here, da, da, da. No, he submitted to what she wanted for him because he felt that was best for him. Yes, it was a safe haven for him, but again, I feel like it culminates, because if you look at it, here she is. Yes, she's going out of her way, right? She's denying herself, denying the kids maybe. But the thing is, she broke up with Vic over him, right? She wants it to work out. When she's talking to Whitney, and and correct me if I'm wrong, but did Noah come up at any case in this, right? As far as like, this is your dad, da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Like, if she's trying to sell it to Whitney, you know, and Whitney's not having it, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I feel like, you know, whether it's, you know, indirectly or directly, basically saying like, this is your dad, we need to give him a chance.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. I mean, with the kids, I think she's a little leery, because with the younger ones, you know, it's like, you don't want to confuse them because don't know exactly what's going on. I feel like all of this is happening because it sets the tone for them to get back together. Now, it'll be interesting going forward, because now we see in the previews, not to jump too far ahead, but we see her and Allison talk, right?
We also see Allison and Cole talking that they've been doing a lot more than just
dirty,
talking.
And that's another thing, because you see Allison and Cole, that's another situation that is looking, I mean, if you look at it, they were both married.
Well, then the show's going to go be over.
But I can answer your question right now. The opening line to this episode is Noah sitting in the car and you're asking why he went with Helen. First words he says is, I need help. That's your answer. That was the first line that came out of his mouth in that car was, I need help. And we were all like, yes, you do, Noah. He needs safety. He needs help. Helen was there to help him.
He needs rehab.
That answers your question.
Bam.
Answers my question about what?
About why? Why he went with Helen?
So does that make it all? Do you think that as a result of that, they can't get back together?
Well, like, anything's possible, but that's not the sole reason. Okay.
Exactly.
Lem is still going to hang on to this no matter what. He's going to hang on.
I need help.
I mean, look, I think it's going to be wow, so interesting if they come back together. I feel as though their character arcs now, especially Noah, I think he's so far from Helen. I mean...
Far from Helen in what way?
Like, emotionally connected to her and him feeling like Helen knows who he is. I mean, in his version, he kept saying, you don't know me. And I know he feels that way because just in even all the information about his mother that he told Allison that he's that Helen has no knowledge of after X amount of years of marriage and X amount of children, it's sort of like, yeah, Helen, I don't really know if you do know Noah. But she has a version of Noah that she's very attached to.
Sure.
And she hopes that that's the version that actually is who he really is.
Well, I think too, because what it was that in his version where she's like, I know you, right? I know you, I know you.
Why and he's
like,
she no, saying you that don't. So many times? Yeah. I was like, that's
she's weird. Trying to pull him back in. That's why.
But like, what? I don't know if like you're. But
it's like she doesn't know him. If you think about it, it's because since the affair, he's gone off, had another family, thought he was, he raised another child for a couple of years,
thinking it
went
was
to
his.
Prison, right. Is now teaching, got all this stuff has happened, and her life has stayed the same. She's living in the same house, raising the same children, sleeping in the same bed.
She was hooking up with a different dude.
Yeah. That's the only thing. But look at the difference. So she is literally the same person with a broken heart that's being mended. He has had a whole other experience over the past
year. But that's the reason why she told him that. Because he has had all these experiences.
Yeah.
She's bringing him back to center and saying, I know you.
I know the real you.
No, but it's like, I know the real you. It's like your mom.
Yeah,
and it's
like
you sit up there and you've done this and that. And, and you go home and visit. And she's like, I know you.
Yeah.
I know what you're about. Yeah. Like, just, I don't care if you're famous now.
Stop all this.
I know you.
I get that.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I get what she's trying to do.
That's what she's trying to do, yeah. I feel, when she's saying that.
Okay.
And then he's like, no, you don't. And then there's, you know, this tug of war, both emotionally and physically, between the two of them. I want to go back to the situation when we see when he's doing the flashback.
Mm-hmm.
And we see Gunther and that whole situation.
That was...
yeah.
Okay.
It was nasty. And Gunther has just been this presence, like we say, you know, we mentioned earlier about him being kind of this thing that he's hallucinating about. He wrecks the car because he thinks Gunther's after him. It starts even earlier when he's teaching in the class. He sees him in the window. And so we get kind of a little bit of a situation because in the last episode we found out, you know, about the whole bait and tackle shop or what have you, the sporting goods store. And so he goes and he stops there, hunting and fishing store. He stops there or has Ellen to stop there and then runs into Gunther's mom and basically buys a knife from her but asks all these questions because he's been having these things like, does he come around? I guess trying to think if is he crazy? I'm talking about Noah himself.
Am I
crazy?
Yeah.
Or is he really following me?
Right.
You know, of course, she tells him that, you know, and he's surprised when to find out that he doesn't, you know, he doesn't live here. He lives closer to the prison. He also has a wife and he's been working at this job for 20 years. He rarely comes to visit. So he's not really out this way too much. So then that kind of dispels the whole thing like, well, he can't be following me because he's got a job. And he's got a wife to attend to. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have time to come all the way out here. And I think one of you mentioned that earlier to pick on me, you know, in essence. So, but then,
unless he quit his job.
Right.
unless he quit his job.
Right.
Or, he's telling his wife he's going to work every day.
Right. But it is telling.
Maybe.
And then it's just, God, I can't.
That's crazy.
I don't want to go.
It is telling, though. It is telling. And I'm just curious. Because I'm like, what is it so much? I mean, we obviously know he went through it.
We're missing
prison.
Something. There's a chunk that we're still
there's
missing.
There's something. But I feel like the fact that they took so much time on his version.
To get us to here?
To get us to really see more of what he's going through in prison. What he went through, excuse me.
Yeah.
In prison with Gunther. And, you know, all the tauntings, eating the burger. He's like, man, this burger's good. You can't have any. You know, I got fries in the burger.
I was getting hungry and I just ate. I don't know.
But, I mean, all of this teasing and taunting he's doing and even physical abuse that he's enduring on top of the emotional abuse by sending him down to the hole or whatever for 90 days because, you know, again, all of this stuff against him. My thing is I feel like there's something more.
Yes.
And we probably won't get in until the very last episode of the season. But there's got to be something more about this Gunther situation that we haven't discovered yet.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Because when we saw last episode, and he was talking, and it was like, they were asking, he's like, hey, do you know this Gunther cat? And he's like, yeah, but, you know, whatever. Like, they kind of dismissed it. It's like, yeah, he was another school, but we didn't really know him like that. And it wasn't like he was around, you know, like, it kind of dismissed what he was telling Noah in prison.
Right.
So it's like, okay, if it wasn't really a big deal, then what is so much about? I feel like there's something else that we don't know. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we'll hopefully find out. But yeah. It'll tell us more about that, and that will kind of close that gap.
I hope so, Lem. I'm ready for that gap to be closed.
I don't get why he decided to use a credit card though, like, and have the mom know his name. If he's so paranoid and so worried, because like we're seeing this whole time that he doesn't want to face this guy, he doesn't want to see him, and then he like goes ahead and says, "Hey, Noah Sawley's basically been looking for you. Here right. I am, kind of. I'm right. in town."
Because I think there's another part of him that wants to.
Confront him.
Or just instill fear in him or something. Mm-hmm. Like, sort of, you know, turn the tables a little bit. Not that that was the right way to do it, but I don't know. That could
I think it also can answer questions because, again, these things that are happening, he's, you know, we feel that he's hallucinating. And all of these things with him, I think he's just a way to actually find out if he really confronts him. Okay, what's going on? Are you following me? Are you not? Am I tripping? What was all that in prison? Like, it just, he's able to ask his questions. So I think the whole credit card thing was just a way for, he wanted her to know his name.
He needs to go to the place that Allison went to.
What to place? Get treatment?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're both, yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
Yeah. But no, he definitely needs help.
Do you think he's going to go and actually go to the town? Because he knows where Gunther's wife works.
Mm-hmm. He needs to be better
at
first.
The salon. Her name's Kaylee. Right. I forget the name of the town. I mean, it's a small town. I'm sure he can find exactly Kaylee Gunther is.
I mean, it's Noah. So yeah. I wouldn't put it past him.
I think there's a reason why we know that
to
info.
Do that, right. I wouldn't you put know? It past him because... He's tortured. Mm-hmm. I mean, in essence, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
He is tortured right now. And, you know, he's on these medication. He's addicted to painkillers. He's hallucinating. His life is pretty much in shambles. And, so, I mean, he's toe up. So I think he is. And so, you know, Helen is kind of helping him out and is giving him something. But, you know, it's Noah again. So he could just mess that up too, you know.
Most likely. Much
as I want it to happen, he could still mess it up because that's what he does. That's his character.
Noah.
That's his character. So I don't know that we'll get more on him because it looks like it's going to go more on the Cole and Allison side. We do see, of course, Helen in that, you know, talking to Allison. But I don't know if we'll get much of Noah in that version, you know, going into next episode. We'll not see him again until maybe the 9th or 10th episode.
Which is kind of good. I kind of need a break from all that drama. That's like too much. I want to go.
Heavy.
Yeah. I want to go to
Allison and Cole.
Fighting over a kid.
I never thought I'd say.
I want to deal with that.
You
type
want
of
that
divorce.
Drama? Yeah. Like, I'm like, it's all drama.
Like, with your ex. Like, that's cool for me. Like, this whole Gunther thing has just taken me.
It's exhausting.
When he was sitting there lighting that cigarette in the basement, that was terrifying. Mm-hmm. With that. I couldn't handle that. I looked away. I looked at you, Lam, for comfort. I was scared for a second.
I will say Brendan Fraser is definitely killing it.
Oh, he's killing it. Literally.
He is the best creepy guy I've seen in a while.
Wow, he's going from Encino Man to this.
Right. He's really doing a good job. I wouldn't be surprised if he's nominated for something.
Why wasn't he? Golden Globes? Is it that he wasn't in for this year?
I don't know. It might, well, maybe, cut off or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, he really is doing a good job as a creep. Mm-hmm. He's very believable in what he's doing.
He's super creepy.
I want to get, again, please get me closer. Because I really need these holes filled. Because it is, I want to know why. You know,
but if they fill all of them, then there's no need for season 4. So they can't fill everything.
They're not going to do that. I mean, it's going to be, I mean, these are great writers. So... Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to give us something. If it's going to be a season.
Just enough. They'll give us just enough.
And we're all just going to be panicking. Right. It's going to be tall. And then it's just going to be.
I'm wondering, do we know if there's like a slated for season 4 already? Do we know?
I think I have no internet right now.
Okay.
But I feel like.
Yeah. Because I'm
feeling
like.
For us.
Yeah. If it is already slated, which...
The answer will come to us in a moment.
I can think that it is. Yeah. I can think that. I would believe that it is. Is they're definitely going to keep us hanging off with something. Mm-hmm. I mean, on several... I mean, it could be a situation where we see him and Helen, like, try to work it out. And then now Allison is having issue with that, which... That, to me, seems far, because Allison doesn't seem like she really wants anything to do with him.
I think it's really, though, only because of her daughter.
Joni, yeah.
I really think that if she regains the custody that she wants from Joni, I think that that would then open up the conversation again for the possibility of Noah in her life.
Of Noah in her life.
Right now, it's really only because the custody battle thing is still not polished.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's dealing with that. But then she's also dealing with Cole, though.
I know, but Cole's married.
Because she's in her own world, and she's lonely. And that's what Allison does. She causes just destruction, kind of, wherever she needs.
But Noah causes destruction, too.
But Cole is a very level-headed person. And, I mean, at least
except
now.
Except with Allison.
But that's what I'm getting to the point. I'm saying that the fact that he's not, you know, he's already married, has this great life, so to speak. Allison comes up and he can't help himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just, you know, and he seems like a very loyal person. Like when we saw with his family and everything and how he was trying to keep all that together and the mom situation and all of
that. The heart wants.
So I don't know. I'm very curious to see what develops in this next episode.
As are we, Lem.
As is everyone.
I need a nap.
I know. I need a shot. I need a nap. I need many things.
We do need a lot. Some Vicodin.
Yeah, I do not want any Vicodin. Keep the Vicodin away from me.
Kind of sad. Where she was like here.
That was
so creepy.
But that was his
perspective. Yeah,
that was his perspective.
Which I was like, not happening.
His perspective. She was like this sexual, like drug lord kind of.
Yes.
And in her
fur cat.
But in her perspective, she was like this, like cowering, insecure, like woman,
and that's how she kind of views herself. I think in some respects.
She does, and you could see in his version,
Lem's girl, man.
She was very not domineering, but she just with the whole outfit, you know, all that was purposeful.
Oh,
you know
how he was more assertive.
She was very assertive, very much like, nope, this is how it's gonna go. Nope, this is it. Nope, you can't do
because
this.
Because I think Noah still views her as the person that like kind of commandeers everything in that household. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's her way or the highway. Yeah. You know, it's her money, it's her house, it's her this, it's it. But you know what I mean? And so,
and she doesn't seem vulnerable in his version. She didn't seem vulnerable at all.
Yeah,
she was very much like, nope, this is it. Oh yeah, and he left, by the way. Here, have some wine.
Right.
Here, have some drugs.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Have more drugs.
Right,
let's exactly. Go smash.
Like, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So let's get into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Go ahead, Allison.
Me? I don't know. I mean, obviously next week I'm excited to see whatever's going down between Cole and Allison. I think that that's going to be an ongoing saga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have no idea. I mean, the whole Noah entire thing with Noah, I can't wrap my head around it, but I'm happy that I'm not going to see it next week. That I can say.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like we had predictions that were buried inside of all the conversation we just had.
We kind of did.
Nadine!
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm excited as well to have a break
I'm still
Noah.
Trying to Google.
That was a lot of Noah. Love him, kind of. Just I'd love to hate him and love to love him.
Right.
That was so profound.
Thank you. You know, I do think he's going to go and find Gunther. I think that's his next mission. Okay. I really do fully believe
that. But is he going to do it like drugged or cleansed of drugs?
I mean, I don't think he's going to be cleansed of drugs until the last episode when he's thrown to a rehab, and then season 4 we're going to see a clear Noah that's off drugs, and I think that's what's actually going to happen, because you can only have someone, a character, in this mental state for so long before you need to change that state for the next season. I think that's what's going to happen with him. In regards to Helen, I think that this last sexual encounter, I think this may have been what she needed. Her sitting there and cowering and crying in a corner, maybe that was her mental breakthrough of, wow, he really doesn't love me like that anymore, or wow, he was just used, I don't know, something. Mm-hmm. But I think that was her moment, and I think that's going to kick Noah out of the house and her kind of set free.
Okay, the only thing I offer is I'm looking at a headline that says Sarah Treem, who's one of the creators of the show, sees The Affair season 4 as a perfect finale.
Okay.
So it could be 4 and done.
4 and done.
We'll see.
Interesting. Oh. But at least we know there'll be a 4.
We don't, well,
guys, I think. No, maybe. I can't have any of this end.
I know. It's like, it's so sad. Anyway,
so sad.
But I'll do more investigation.
Sure. We'll find out more going into that. Okay, so I think one thing that I noticed in both versions at the very end is when it got to the sex scene, in her version, They're smashing, and then all of a sudden he stops, and it's, you know, she's like, what? And then it cuts to his version, and then we saw what happened with his version. And so both of those seemed not pleasurable in the sense of, like, it was off. So I'll be curious to see how, like, from there, where it goes, like with Helen and mm-hmm. how she feels about this, like, if
and
she's
how she feels,
like,
about him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Pretty much. So that's going to be a telltale for me. And it seems like, based on both versions, it's not going to be favorable. Mm-hmm. So maybe it could be, like you said, this is what she needs to be like, oh, okay, I'm tripping. He's still Noah. He's still whatever. He's still needing to get his stuff together. So I'm going to leave him alone. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that there's going to be something more with that. But we won't know until, mm-hmm. you know, it happens. But that conversation with Helen and Allison, I'm really looking forward to.
I know, yeah.
Because that is going to be, that's like...
That's some juicy stuff.
That's serious right there. Because he covered for both of them.
Yeah.
He covered for both of them by going to prison. So I'm wondering if, like, somehow that comes up in... I would think that would have to come up in the conversation and kind of, you know, where it goes from there as far as both of them and how they feel about him.
But whose right. perspective is that conversation going to be in?
That's it's probably going to be on Allison's perspective, I would imagine. I can't right? see it being Cole's. And I don't think we're going to have and a Allison, Helen or a Noah for this coming up episode. Right. I don't think that it's going to roll that way.
Like, would we have a Helen-Allison episode?
I doubt it. I doubt, because that would be three Helens in a row.
Yeah.
And they think, don't yeah, generally do that.
Yeah, I would think that. I was surprised they did it the way they
I
did
agree
this
with
time.
You. I was like, again?
Right. But I think that, so yeah, I think that it's really? Going to be, yeah.
Is that what we chose? Okay.
I think that's going to be Cole and Allison. I mean, that's just, you know, my all prediction. Right. I think that's what it'd be. But yeah, definitely from Allison's perspective, which would be interesting to see how she views that. Mm-hmm. Because she's kind of always sees Helen as kind of what the way Noah was seeing her in his version. Mm-hmm. Very, like, stoic, very, like, you know, I'm going to tell you and
well,
I don't
and
like
I'm better
you.
Than you, da, da, da. Kind of a
right.
thing.
And you had, you know, had an affair with my husband and I don't like you for that and I want to try to respect you, but really I don't type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And curious point, she knows, yeah, she has to know that that's not, I was going to say, yeah, never
the
mind.
The baby, yeah.
Yeah, she knows that. Mm-hmm. She knows that. So there's not that, because I think she was initially trying to be cordial because of, you know, they had a baby together.
Yes.
And they were engaged mm-hmm. at that moment as well. So now that none of that is happening, I'm curious to see how she, Allison, views her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, going forward.
Well, we'll know in a week.
We will. We will.
I need a, yeah.
We need a nap. We need many things. Yeah.
How intense was that writing? That if yeah. this is how it was watching.
Yeah, I know. Whew. I know. I know.
They need a
but
spot
I mean, we still got three more glorious episodes. So it's gonna get. You know how they do. It's gonna get better and better. Mm. So
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too.
We better get some resolution somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're gonna start the hugs. The hugs.
The hugs.
The
holes. I was trying to say holes and plugs, and I said the hugs.
Aww.
The
we're gonna
holes.
Plug those holes
right. with a nice hug. <Right. laughs> And that's how the show's been going.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, that's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you everyone that's been in the live chat holding it down. Let us know what you think about going forward.
Yeah.
Put it in the comments when we're
help
uploaded
us.
On YouTube. Mm-hmm. We want to know what you think.
Please.
Give us your version of events because we are like...
Correct us.
Correct us or just add on to what we have to say because we're curious.
Clem's like, I don't need to be corrected.
Yeah, I mean, that's only you, girl.
Just add on, yeah.
Team Helen, just yeah. saying. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and as always, you can find me everywhere on social media at The Poet Saint. You can also check out my website at stayonthemic.com.
Boom!
Ladies, where are you at?
Yeah. I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
Yeah, it's been real, everyone. I'm Nadine Dallapella. You can find me at Nadine DP and the number 3.
Her name yeah. is poetry.
It yeah. is. It is. It's pretty
it's so
dope.
Perfect.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Della Bella. Della, I just want to like sing it.
Yeah. It should be sung.
It should be. We're going to sing it next time for the intro.
Great.
That'll okay. happen. Until beautiful. Next week, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Ciao.
Guys. Get some sleep.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.